morning. I would like to share a few thoughts that Wendy's daughter, Yael, who could not be present here today, she's home with a five-week-old baby, our granddaughter, Willie. If you bear with me one moment, we'll begin her conversations here. This is from Yael and some of her thoughts. To a lot of people, my grandmother would be a very reserved person. So I'm not sure how many people here know about the silly, playful side that we, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, knew so well. Grandmother, or grandma, was a lot of fun. She took us back to school shopping sprees when we were still in school. She used to bite my arm like a chicken leg when she wanted to wake me up. This was instead of giving me and my sisters kisses. And she used to bounce us on her legs and sing Hacha Chanya, a Russian song that she would make up words to. There was also the time that Grandma, along with my mom and Dota, thought it would be funny if they did a line dance around the pool in the backyard and then present or pretend to fall into the pool, which they did. But instead of us making us laugh, we burst out into tears. One of my favorite memories of my grandmother was when she and Papa would take us to the gym, the infamous gym that was mentioned shortly. When I was a kid, Papa and Grandma were members of the Seattle Club, which was the very hip health club near the market. It was the late 80s and 90s, early 90s, and these kind of clubs with the fluorescent lights, the racquetball courts, were very trendy. My sister Jamie and my cousins Maury and Jordy and I would love it when they'd bring us there. We'd swim in the pool, do aerobics dances or classes, while my grandfather and my grandmother rode the stationary bikes or lifted weights. One time, I needed something, so I ran over to the stationary bike and yelled out, "Grandma!" And she hushed me very quickly and told me, "Don't call me Grandma here." But I needed something to say at that time, and I needed something. So I ran over to the stationery and yelled out Grandma again, and she hushed me very quickly and said not to call me Grandma in front of all these hard body types. So I looked at her and said, "What am I supposed to call you? Missy?" And she laughed and said, "Yes, call me Missy." So that's what I did every time we went to the gym, which was a lot in those days. I cherished my relationship with grandmother. Even though Jamie and I live in New York, we've been coming to Seattle 3 to 4 times a year for our entire lives. Every summer, our mother would leave us with Papa and Grandma for the entire month of August, and Maury and Jordy would come and join us, all of us squeezing into the house. It was some of the best times of our lives. And I wanted my daughters to have the same memory. My oldest daughter, Adele, who will be 2 in December, was already making the cross-country trip. One of the biggest laughs we got on these trips was when Grandma and Adele would make faces at each other across the table. Grandma would squint her eyes and stretch her mouth out wide and hold it until Adele would reciprocate, which she always did. It may be sad that Adele wouldn't get to see Grandma again, or that my new daughter, Winnie, never got to meet her. But Grandma was a big influence on our lives. Not only will her memory stay with us, but the silly, playful spirit she instilled in all of us. I'm sorry we can't be with you all today, Grandma. I love you. I miss you every day.